Now we know where the garbage goes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Biologists have examined a gray whale that died very publicly on a beach last week in Seattle. And in addition to the usual algae, they found in the whale's stomach more than 20 plastic bags, small towels, surgical gloves, duct tape, a golf ball, and sweatpants. No grizzled biblical sailors, fortunately. But this is scary. For one thing, the whales are a big tourist attraction in Seattle, and if this story gets around, the whales are going to stop eating there. And the other disturbing thing is the gross-out factor. Surgical gloves? Sweatpants? Somebody's old towel? Biologists say the garbage is not what killed the whale, because the whale wasn't starved. It had plenty of algae. The trash was no more than 2% of what was in the stomach. But maybe it was just grossed out. You know those stories about how angry cooks will sometimes spit on a burger? People sue over that, right? Well, to a whale, sweatpants and the algae is like spit on a burger. Sometimes it's only after you swallow it you think, wait a second, that didn't feel right. The whale is happily sucking sediment and suddenly, that didn't feel right. That was sweatpants. I just ate somebody's old sweatpants. So I hope they trace the sweatpants and the gloves and the golf ball, find out who the slobs are. And if you're the person who thought it would be cool to smack a golf ball into the ocean, or you were jogging along the beach and suddenly lost your sweatpants, try to be a little more careful next time. And be grateful that whales can't sue. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.